Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Prabhupada. As a fourth of commander very easily conquers invading plunderers, by taking shelter of a wife, one can conquer the senses, which are unconquerable in the order, in the other social orders. Please repeat after me. As a fourth commander, very easily conquers invading plunderers, by taking shelter of a wife, one can conquer the senses, which are unconquerable in the other social orders. Purport. Of the four orders of human society, the student or brahmachari order, the householder or grihastha order, the retired or varnaprastha order, and the renounced or sannyasi order, the householder is on the safe side. The bodily senses are considered plunderers of the fourth of the body. The wife is supposed to be the commander of the fourth, and therefore, whenever there is an attack on the body by the senses, it is the wife who protects the body from being smashed. The sex demand is inevitable for everybody, everyone. But one who has a fixed wife is saved from the onslaught of the sense enemies. A man who possesses a good wife does not create a disturbance in society by corrupting virgin girls. Without a fixed wife, a man becomes a debauchee of the first order and is a nuisance in society. Unless he is a trained brahmachari, vanaprastha, or sannyasi. Unless there is a rigid and systematic training of the brahmachari by the expert spiritual master, and unless the student is obedient, it is sure that the so-called brahmachari will fall prey to the attack of sex. There are so many instances of fall down, even for great yogis like Vishvamitra. A grihastha is saved, however, because of his faithful wife. Sex life is the cause of material bondage, and therefore it is prohibited in the three ashramas and is allowed only in the grihastha ashrama. The grihastha is responsible for producing first quality brahmacharis, varnaprasthas, and sannyasis. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Si Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Datati Svapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Mukham Karoti Vachalam, Pangalam Gayati Girim, Yakripa, Tamaham Vandesh. Shri Guru Dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, lame men can cross mountains. By his mercy, a blind man can see stars in the sky. And again, by his mercy, a dumb man like me can speak few words on Srimad Bhagavatam today. I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Tamala Krishna Goswami Tinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskyata Desatarine. Vanchakalpa Druvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyaiva Cha Ptitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Nama. As a fourth commander very easily conquers invading plunderers, by taking shelter of a wife, one can conquer the senses, which are unconquerable in the other social orders. So this is Maitreya speaking to Vidura here in regards to what? The dialogue, yeah, between who? Let's see if. Between two great personality, yeah? Yes, Ditya. Diti. There are two sisters. Diti, who was Diti? The mother of the demons, yes. And she's the one here. In this context, the fortress. And Aditi is the mother of the demigods. We all know they are related. They are the daughter of Kashyapa Muni. And who was the famous sister of these two? There was another sister. Yes, tell me. You're allowed to make mistakes, don't worry. Who? Who was the wife of Lord Shiva? Sati. Another sister of Kasyapa. So Diti was the sister-in-law of Lord Shiva. And because she actually approached the husband for intimate pastime. She was perturbed by the sex desire. So the husband warned her that this will not be pleasing to your brother-in-law, Lord Shiva. It was at the time when the Buddhas were awake between dusk, daylight, at night, and that's when Lord Shiva, he rides on his bull, and he said that to have sex during that period of time, in the afternoon or dusk, it attracts the ghost, and it's not very auspicious. And also will invite in this world a progeny which is not very godly, demons. It will attract demons to take birth. So when Diti approached Kashyapa Muni, the great sage, Kashyapa, in previous lives, he was also the father of the Lord, and even in this life, later on, he became the father of who Upendra, who is Vamanadev, but with his second wife, Aditi, to defeat the demons. Now, when she approached Kasyapa, he rationally, he knew it was a catastrophe. Said, I'm ready to fulfill your desire. Of course, in some places, Srila Prabhupada says, actually, the men, they are more, they have a much more strong sex desire. But then in other places, says the woman. In this instance, it was the woman. So Kasyapa, being a learned sage, very astute, he didn't have a crystal ball in front of him, but he could see that the future would be very inauspicious. Said, if we engage in this, then it will be a catastrophe, and demons will take birth. And that's how it happened. She wanted to go ahead with it. It is difficult passage of the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, every religion forbid this type of topics. Even, you know, I was brought up as a Catholic pupil. The priest, he will never talk about, sex life, or they would call it in the Catholic Church the forbidden fruit. You don't eat that fruit, you don't talk about it, and that's the way Christianity they avoid. But Srimad Bhagavatam has no, even in the Quran, you know, they would not talk about these topics. Srimad Bhagavatam talks about everything. It goes in every deep corner of the secrets of life. Because, you know, it's good to know the enemy. Matunyahagara, Madhurya Ras. There is a path for liberation, loving God, and engage in the pastimes of Krishna, in his loving affair, which are completely pure. This is Madhurya Ras, which is the ultimate taste of life, the ultimate goal of life for every living entity. And then you have Matunahagara. So Madhurya Ras is the powerful bondage of love for Krishna. And Matunahagara, Srila Prabhupada mentions, that is the powerful bondage of sex life. It is talking about this thing that we realize why we are so bound in this material world, in this material body. And, you know, we have to recognize the enemy. Srimad Bhagavatam explains, you know, that it's the body gets attacked by this enemy, time to time, either by the men or women, Brahmachari, Vishwamitra here, was more than a sannyasi for thousands of years, great personality, but just by hearing the dwindling of the bells, ankle bells, what do you call it? Ankle bells of young girl, Menaka. He came out of the water and straight he had association with this girl. How did it start? By seeing two fishes copulating in the water, male and female fish getting together. And that's how his mind, his transcendental concentration got disturbed. How powerful he's not just feeling it in the body, but even for the senses when they see this magnet. Sex life is like a magnet for the body and for the senses. Just like Ajamil, he had a beautiful, chaste wife. But just by looking at a prostitute hiding behind the tree, and his senses, they became attracted to this exchange between the prostitute and a debauchee. And he becomes, his whole life became destroyed. He got kidnapped by this illusory power. Now, to have a sex desire in the body, it's not a sin. We are choosing at every second, at every moment, what are we going to do about it? It goes with the senses. Indriyani paranya hur indriyabhya paranmana manasastu parabuddhir. Yobude paratastu saha. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada, he explains all the desire gravitate around the senses, Bhagavad Gita. Indriyani parani ahur. The senses are superior to the matter. And they become bewildered in the association of the matter, seeing forms, darshana rupi. Darshana rupi, the soul faces out the window of the eyes, kadyota avirmukhi, and he has a darshan of rupi, all these different forms. And they are very attractive. We get attracted by beautiful things. Shirada gokuladanda kinja. So, it's not a sin to have this desire. Srila Prabhupada, the Acharya, for if they didn't have this desire, they wouldn't have any children. Any great personality, but it has to be kamosmin. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am that desire. I am sex. He created it. But we create havoc when it's non-controlled. It's a very small genie. You let it out of the bottle and created havoc. If it's not controlled, we have to keep it by the leash. Why Srila Prabhupada would pray all the time, my dear Lord, please protect me. He told once, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I pray every day to my Guru and Krishna to never fall down. Prayers are there. Because there are two ways to obtain shelter when you have a sex desire, uncontrolled sex desire. One, as explained here, you enter in the Grihastha ashram and then you are protected by the fortress. The wife is the fortress. Very important principle in the life of a man. We think we are the chauvinist idea. We think we are the purusha, the controller, the domineering principle. And the women, they are better than us, better than men. without the fortress of a woman, without their strength and chastity, we cannot control this desire. Otherwise, a man would go in different distractions, and then they create a havoc in the society by disrupting virgin girls, like Srila Prabhupada says in the purport. And then that's why a lot of problems in this world, great personalities, so-called great, materialistic, we don't want to mention names, you know, they've been engaged in adultery and abusing young girls, and now they're in trouble. Even, you know, it happens in royal order of life. Everybody has a battle to face in this world. Every morning we pray to Krishna, please control my senses. That's the life of a devotee. So there are two ways to control, to dominate our senses. One is to get married, and the wife, stick with your good wife, and she will protect you. And the second one is the most powerful one. It's adopted by brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyasi. They pray to Krishna, my dear Lord, I'm very weak. You protect my senses. Because on our own, we cannot do it. We think we are the ones controlling our mind and senses. But actually, it's Krishna. What's that verse? That's the one, yeah. Sarvapadi vinir muktam. Please. Rishikesha Rishikenam Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. We pray to the master of the senses. He's the master, and we are not. We are slaves of the senses. So we pray to Krishna, please control my senses. And Krishna does it. Even if we don't pray, we say it in plain English. Please, you go in front of the altar. Control my urges. You created my body. You created my senses. You control, please. And Krishna will do the needful. We have to ask for it. What is a pray? Pray means when you ask the Lord for something. Akama sarva kama va moksha kshama udarati. Trivrenati bhakti yogena. That's the one. Whether we have sex desire or not, we pray to Krishna. It's not that we pray only when the heart is pure. No, it will never happen. The heart, when we are in this world, is always contaminated by various desires. And if we understand, you know, that Krishna is watching in our heart, but still he changes our nappy, you know, he purifies our desire. Just like the loving mom, the loving daddy, they don't see that, oh, this child, you know, is pastul, yuck, you know, nothing to do with him or with her. No, they change the nappy out of love. So when the Lord sees some yucky desire discharged by the soul, by us, still he purifies us. Yapundarikaksha. He changes our nappy at every second. And we do it with the holy name. We take shelter of the holy name. and service. Krishna is very kind. We are all his Sambija Pradapita, the seed-giving father. It's our original father. In that corner over there, he said, Tamal Krishna Maharaj once, he said it to me. I was sitting next to him, Japa. He said, do you love your son? I said, in my mind, what kind of question is this? I said, yeah, I love my son. Do you know how much you love your son? I said, well, it's like asking me how long is a piece of string. I love my son a lot. And then he said, you know, the spiritual master and Lord Krishna, they love the disciple or they love the devotee. Billions and billions and trillions of times more than a father loves his son, the biological son. He gave me a further, an understanding how much Krishna loves us. He said, always remember, he's there in your heart, birth after birth, whether you make it or not, he's your father. He's more close to you even than the spiritual master. And he loves you. So therefore, place your allegiance and you beg for shelter to Krishna in your heart at every second. So we make a choice every second. Whether we have a material desire or not, we pray to Krishna. I don't want to cheat anybody here, speaking on Vyasa-san, that everything I'm saying is supremely pure, my heart is pure. You can only speak from the Bhagavatam if you are pure. No. I'm full of material desires. And there is nothing to be ashamed of. To be honest, because I know that my Guru, out of his mercy, he accepted me with all my fault. And each one of us, we should think like that. That is the very first understanding of the causeless mercy of the Guru and Krishna. He accepted us, they accept us with all our fault, all our desires, with our dirty nappy. And they change it for us. Every day, the Lord, he changes our nappy. We're clean. We clean ourselves with prayers, with Maha Mantra. And above all, the service. People, they ask me, why do you go out every day on book distribution? I met the Prabhu over there, when I was doing on Christmas Day. No, before the day. And I was thinking, it's nice to see devotees, And then I went in town and there were devotees distributing books. We go out to purify our soul and we give a chance to the conditioned soul, to understand a few words from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And it's impossible to fall down when you are engaged in service, when the body is and the senses are engaged in devotional service to the Lord. The Lord is leading the chariot. All the fighting, we think we are doing the fighting, throwing the arrow. We think Arjuna was thinking like that. But actually all the victory and all the strength that Arjuna had, it was from the Lord. We have to just say, take me here, take me there. with our bag of books, you know, and we have no idea the power that comes to us when we distribute these books. That power is descending mercy from the Lord. Yeah, I pass it on to you, and you give it out to people. Isn't it, Guru Shakti? We feel like that. We feel like instruments. We feel like a vessel of the Lord. He uses us to do some good in this world. And there are very few of us, whether we give out the holy name, some books, or some prasad to people. That's liquid nectar, mercy. And whether we are full of material desires or not, doesn't matter. Krishna doesn't see that. He only sees the good intention. Even if you say, today I'm planning to, like Cyrus Prabhu, he wanted to come out with me on books. He said 1 or 2 days before the marathon finished, I want to come out with you just to watch you. I cannot do what you do, but he was not healthy to do that. But Krishna saw that good intention. And he sees my devotee has desire. He has a desire to go out and preach. He accepts that prasad. The Lord, he sees that intention as prasad. Usually we accept the prasad from the Lord. But when he sees the good intention, the love that we want to place on the altar of worship to the Lord, he takes it as a prasad. He's hungry. Bhakti Vatsala. The Lord becomes a servant of his devotee. My devotee is offering me some love. And love that we have is prasad for the Lord. It's a special thing that he wants it all the time. And his love comes in the form of service. Without serving, we cannot express our love. You know, we chant every day. Why we chant? The English translation of the Maha Mantra means, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service. Correct? It doesn't mean anything else. But then if you don't, you charge up your battery, your heart, but if you don't do your service, then what's the point of praying? They're empty prayers. And above all the service, you know, it's preaching, it's very, very dear to Krishna. So it's better to be a householder, hard working donkey, householder, than a playboy brahmachari or a playboy sannyasi or playboy vanaprastha. You know, it's honorable. To get married is not sinful. You invite children in this world, try to make them devotee. So we stop the class here. It's 8:30. And we ask if there is any questions or any additional comment.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you. I'll ask something which has nothing to do with brahmacharya much. You said like if man is, you said something like if he's lusty, feel like great lust, and he should marry them because wife can balance that. Is that what you said? So in that sense, if like how wife can balance that, like if he's if wife is chaste and doesn't give in each time he wants, you know, then he will not be pacified. So there was one discussion some years ago among young grihasthas, which he said even in Vedic time there were prostitutes, to balance that excess lust in certain section of the man. So if wife is very chaste and strict devotee, if such grihastha goes to prostitute, this is not fall down or sinful, because in Vedic time was existing.
I understand your point. Yeah. In what way the wife protect the husband?
That's just one, like notions. Just
in what way?
Yeah, and then second one.
So, in what way the wife protects the husband? Bhagavad Gita says, if you cannot do bhakti yoga, do karma yoga. If you cannot do karma yoga, do jnana yoga. If you cannot do jnana yoga, do... You know, Krishna gives safety net at every step. If you cannot be a good grihastha by... you know, procreating children only, sex life only for the scope of procreation, that is a first class grihastha. It's like a bhakti yoga. But if you cannot do that, at least karma yoga, which is non different from bhakti yoga, you are attached to the fruit of your activities. So you're still attached to sense gratification. That means sex desire becomes manifest, and then the husband wants union with his wife, even though it's not for the intention of procreating. Okay, listen carefully. So the wife gives shelter to the husband, and then being satisfied in that relationship and that shelter, he doesn't have to get out of the ashram and look for innocent girls or prostitutes. But often, you know, your point is, it's quite good. You know, time of year, you know, they were kshatriya. They were not even satisfied, you know, with one wife. They had many wives. But still they would go at the time of Lord Ramachandra, aristocratic prostitute, kshatriya. They would go out and associate with prostitutes. It's something, you know, for us to not to imitate. We're not really like those kshatriya, you know, and Srila Prabhupada very often would say, stick with one wife through thick and thin. Even if you ever fall down, it's not considered to be an offense. The worst thing, you know, is to sadhuninda. You know, when we chant every morning the 10 offenses to be avoided, the first one doesn't say, don't have sex with your wife without intention of procreating. It says a sadhuninda. That's the most important one. So a grihastha, even if he has a sleep time to time, you know, on the path of spiritual life, there are bumps. And when you trip over in your journey, you get up and carry on your journey. That bump is the fall down. Sense gratification. That's the sense gratification category. We don't criticize someone who is gratifying his senses because he's in the morsa maya. We feel compassionate. But there is another path. There is another fall down. There is a ditch. See, that's the difference between the ditch, the well, how deep it is, and that is the offense, when we offend other Vaishnavas, other people, when we commit sadhuninda, gururavartya, offenses to Krishna. According to the advancement of that person we have offended, that much deep is the well. You get in, you fall down in it, very difficult to get out. So you see the difference between falling down with the wife due to on account of sense gratification or offending devotees, offending anybody. So very often grihasthas, they slip, you know, again and again and again. Krishna, forgive and forget. And the wife is glorified in that. The woman is the glorious one because gives a shelter to the husband repeatedly. This is the fortress that Prabhupada is talking about here. I give a shelter to your senses. You want to fall down? Fall down with me. But not to girls, innocent girls, or becoming pedophile, or going out creating havoc to the society. So this is in a very plain words. I don't know if they qualify your answer.
Yeah. Your, I understand. Question.
I think Premanava had something. Yeah.
Can I just ask one quick, sorry.
Sure.
I think it's important. In terms of all the Vedic prostitutes or fall down within grihastha life, that means it must be some form of contraception existing in Vedic time also, because a prostitute cannot earn, you know, cannot be pregnant each time. So there must be something which is bona fide contraception. Also in grihastha life, you know, he falls down, he must use sure. something, you know.
Sure. I prefer to not go deep into that. I don't know what kind of contraception they would take in the early days. So. Put on the microphone, yeah. We'll take one more, this one, and then we go for breakfast.
Engaging vicious sex, the wrong time. And
Diti.
Yeah,
she wanted.
So his question was, what if one wants to engage and the other one doesn't? So the whole point of Anashram is to not give in to the senses. So therefore, it's important to marry someone who's compatible.
Yeah.
In other words, you wouldn't marry someone who's way more advanced than you.
Because I understand where you're going.
Otherwise, it's a problem.
Yeah. If you attend the class in the next few purports and translation, is there also that even though Kasyapa Muni was a great personality, he could have put the lid on it. But he didn't, because sex desire was very strong, and he collaborated, and he gave in, because Srila Prabhupada describes that once a man, you know, gets dragged into such a situation, difficult, you know, to control it, also, in the fourth canto is described, we studied the exchange of King Prachina Barishat in relationship, you know, with the body and the senses and the mind, the Visuchina, the senses. They are like lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. They are the six, you know, uncontrolled children. The most powerful one is lust, is the leader of these children. And this lust enters into the asuri. Asuri means genital of the man, which is a gate built by the demons, and he's always in search. As long as we have this material body, he's always in search of the opposite sex, called gramaka, opposite sex is Gramaka. And Srila Prabhupada, Narada Muni, describes, you know, that from the time that we enter adolescence, you know, that's when this Asuri becomes fully awake, and the boy searching for a girl searching for a boy, and these they're always searching for the right partner, but actually it's the lust is always searching for Gramaka. Gramaka is very dear principle to this gate of the genital. You know, it's Kadyota, Vimukhi, the mind, the Visuchina. Mind is a prostitute. When the soul, Puranjan, the king of the city, he has a wife, Kutumbini, which is the intelligence. When he betrays his intelligence, his queen, he has an affair with a maid servant. But you understand, yeah? Okay. Which is the mind. Visuchina means a prostitute. And then when we associate with the mind, these six children, they're born and they create a havoc. So when we associate with intelligence, which is Vasudev, we're associating with Krishna. That's why the intelligent is a gate to liberation. And it's one with the Paramatma. That's where Krishna resides, in our intelligence. Tadabhim buddhi yogantam. From me comes intelligence. And I take it away as well. So the mind, it could be your enemy or it could be your friend. It could be your friend if we use in the service of the intelligence. It could be your enemy if you make your mind the queen of the body. Thank you very much. We'll stop here. Does it make sense what I said? Yeah? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.